Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Elsh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Elsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Shealy reaches third base with a triple. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shealy scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elsh for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Bassler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox one, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 0 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Elsh bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elsh. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Elsh steals second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk scores. Elsh moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Elsh scores. Schock moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Schock moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. Ma still scores. Davis moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Spence Harris pinch hits for Roy Elsh. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Spence Harris now playing right field. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Les Burke pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Moore now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. Collins tags and moves to second. One out. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bib Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bib Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Sheely, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Ma still is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Bassler reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1 White Sox. Lou Blue pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bassler. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Bassler steals third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Bassler scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Noon moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Noon scores. Haney moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney scores. Mainisch moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, White Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bert Cole. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Basler moves to second. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kham bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.